Hello friends, hope you all are doing well at home in this national lockdown, and you all are safe. Stay at home, and we have to fight with the coronavirus by being at our homes. And I am here today with the first chapter of our 12th Humanities ISC board, Towards Independence and Partition, the last phase. We'll be doing the 1.1 of today, that is from the right growth of socialist ideas in Indian National Congress. Now, to start off, first of all, we need to know that what are socialist ideas? What is socialism? Only then we can understand how these ideas took a great flight during this era. To know that, we need to know that socialist ideas means to say socialism is a political ideology or political idea that says that every person in a nation, state, is equal and should have equal property and money. So, for example, India is a socialist country. So, the main aim of India is to make everyone equal and distribute equal property and money among all its citizens. Although we can see that that it is not achieved yet, but the main aim of India is that particular thing. As you all know that too, and from where this socialism raised, it was from French Revolution of 1789. And if we go more back, then we can find its traces during the Mauryan Age. So today we are going to start with the role of some extraordinary personalities. Why I say them extraordinary? Because they were ordinary people that did extra some things. So first of all, we will be discussing about Narendranath Bhattacharya, also known as M.N. Roy, Manavendranath Roy, later known as Manavendranath Roy. We'll be starting with the role of M.N. Roy in growth of socialist ideas. First of all, we need to know who was Narendranath Bhattacharya. He was born on 21st March 1887 in Arbelia in West Bengal. He was a revolutionary nationalist. We need to know this because it is the main trait of his personality that will tell us much about him. Now, what is revolutionary nationalism? We need to understand this. We'll be understanding this with an example of Kashmir. We all often see that if any terrorist, for us that person is terrorist, is killed in Kashmir, people support and go on rallies. Why it is so? Have you ever thought that? According to the Kashmiris, they are the revolutionary nationalists that are trying to free or liberate Kashmir for them. So they are getting support from the Kashmiris. So we are going to tell that revolutionary, why this revolutionary nationalism, you may have got the idea. Now, why does it come up? There are two kinds of things we need to remember when there is liberation of any country. There is national movements, there is revolutionary nationalism. Taliban is also a product of revolutionary nationalism. ISIS is also a product of revolutionary nationalism. Now, what is revolutionary nationalism? Let us understand with an example. What if you have a fight with your friend? You fight among your friend, and what do you do next? You'll be talking to each other. After that, if he's not listening to you, then you would come on the physical fight, isn't it? So that is the thing. If national movements are suppressed in a country, the revolutionary nationalism comes up. That is also known as terrorism. But in our case, we use it revolutionary nationalism because, like Bhagat Singh was a revolutionary nationalist. They use violent methods to liberate the country. So Narendranath Bhattacharya was one of them, and he was a revolutionary nationalist. He was very, very inspired from the writings of Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay and Swami Vivekananda. During very tender age of 20, in 1907, 6th December, he joined Anushalin Samiti and fulfilled his first ever assignment of his to collect the taxes, or not the taxes, but the funds for the secret societies. Now, these secret societies are the part of revolutionary nationalism. We need to understand what are secret societies. Secret societies are the societies that are underground, operating underground and not coming in front of the government, but doing the things undergroundly. That are secret societies. Now, due to joining of in Anushalin Samiti, he was also expelled from the school. He was also arrested. He was released on a bail. Much happened. But we need to understand that why towards end of 19th century, the revolutionary nationalism began to come up. Because it was a time of moderates. The end of 19th century was a time of moderates, and moderates had the idea of prayers and petitions. Now the young people in Congress were not in the favor of that. They wanted to do something big. They wanted to make a bank that the British government would listen to them. This was the thing they wanted to do. So that is why the revolutionary nationalism began. And during the end of 19th century, the British government also was crushing the national movement like anything. So that was also reason for coming up of revolutionary nationalism. Being a revolutionary nationalist, M.N. Roy or Narendranath Bhattacharya, he was convinced that only an armed struggle could help against the British Empire. So he made a plan at a very young age. That plan could not materialize, but it was a revolutionary plan. It is also known as Indo-German conspiracy. He was later arrested for that, but the plan was actually to seek the power from Germany. Now, why Germany? Let us understand that. Germany, because Germany and England, sorry, Great Britain, were two rival nations. Germany and Britain were two rival nations. And Kaiser Wilhelm, the king of Germany, had also given a statement once that wherever I see British Empire. So it means he was also frustrated from the expansion of British Empire. So they built a plan that they would go to Germany for the arms and funds, and they would storm and get the Andaman under them. They would arm the prisoners and then land the army of liberation on the Odisha coast. But this plan could not materialize. Why? Because at the end point, when everything was going to be done, the Germany took off its hand. They didn't help Indians. Narendranath was very, very disappointed, but not crushed from within. Then he went to Japan at that time. Japan, why Japan? Because Japan was also emerging power at that point of time. And Japan, but Japan didn't help the revolutionary nationalists because it was in a nominal alliance with the Britishers. So that is why Japan didn't help Indian revolutionaries. At that point of time, Sun Yat-sen, a Chinese communist. Now, it also shows that Narendra Nath was very witty because he went to Sun Yat-sen because he was a communist and he himself was a communist. So that is why he went to him for seeking help. Sun Yat-sen is the father of nation for China and the first president of Republic of China. The thing is, he was a very big leader then and he was a communist leader. So he went there. They both had communist ideology, but he refused to help again. But again, M.N. Roy, he again went to the, he fled to San Francisco and learned about Marxism. Marxism means communism. And then he fled to Mexico. He founded the Socialist Party in December 1917 there. It was the first ever Socialist Party that was founded outside USSR then. That changed later to Communist Party of Mexico in 1919. Now, we need to understand, we can also see that why Mexico and America had some traits of not having very good relations, because at that point of time Mexico was going for the communism that was against the capitalism. So for leaving that for now, the Communist Party of Mexico, it turned out from the Socialist Party that was formed in 1917, and the Communist Party of Mexico, it turned in 1919. Then M.N. Roy was invited to participate in the Second World Congress of the Communist International. Now, what was this Communist International? In 1917, at the same time when he founded the Socialist Party, the Bolshevik Revolution took place in USSR. And the communists took over the governance. And Vladimir Lenin, he organized a Communist International or Comintern, we should say it in short form. It was a group of countries that would enhance communism in the world. And he was called there by communist leader Vladimir Lenin for giving his speech and representing East. So he went there in 1920. Now connect the dots here that in 1920 he went to the Second World Congress of Communist International, and there in 1920 at Tashkent, that was in former USSR, in Tashkent he formed In 1920 he founded Communist Party of India. Now the Communist Party of India was founded in outside the India, so it was not very convenient for Indians to work. So in 1924 the Communist Party of India was formed officially in India and followed by a conference of communists in December 1925. That is regarded as the formal beginning of Communist Party in India. Now in 1929, what happened? Two things are there. In 1929, now Stalin was in the head of Comintern. So he expelled M.N. Roy because he had a difference of opinion with him. So he in 1930 he came back to India, where he met Jawaharlal Nehru and Subhash Chandra Bose. Now here Jawaharlal Nehru meeting with Jawaharlal Nehru and Subhash Chandra Bose, and Subhash Chandra Bose and Jawaharlal Nehru receiving him very warmly shows a bit of communist tinge or socialist tinge between in these two leaders. He served 5 years in different jails again for the Indo-German conspiracy, planning the Indo-German conspiracy, and he also, when he came out from the jail in 1936, in 1937 he started his weekly Independent India. M.N. Roy didn't want that Communist Party of India would be a different political entity. He wanted that they should merge with Indian National Congress and work together to radicalize it. But the communist leaders did not listen to him, and they always opposed him. And Gandhiji too opposed him because he opposed communism or socialism. But in Independent India that he started in 1937, he gave his views that were accepted by Jawaharlal Nehru and Subhash Chandra Bose. He was often accused by everyone that he had been disillusionized with bourgeoisie, democracy, and communism. Means to say he had been not on his path, correct path. He also created Radical Democratic Party in 1940. Now, why this Radical Democratic Party was formed? This was formed to say to the Indians that we should take part in the World War II, but in the side of allies to liberate India. This was the main connection of making the Radical Democratic Party. He died at Dehradun on 25th January 1954, and his chapter came to an end. No doubt M.N. Roy had contributed a lot in socialism of India. He was a great man, a great leader, and this was his whole story. Now, coming back to the topic that we all know that it's not a good time for a nation to prosper, but we as Indians need to know that it is our duty now to be safe, because if we will be safe, we'll be helping our nation. So, at the end, I would like to say that be safe, be at home, and help our India to grow once again. Thank you, and have a nice day.